You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy, I'm Matt the Cat back on the scene with my jukebox record machine. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back, a solid hour of stone cold rhythm and blues from the 1940s and 50s. This week we complete our three-part series on the great early recordings of the legendary Chuck Berry, the Shakespeare of rock and roll. In part one, we covered Chuck Berry's first recordings from the middle of 55 to the middle of 56. And last week in part two, we picked it up in the middle of 56 and carried it through to the end of 1957. This week we're picking it up in the released recordings of 1958, even though they contain some songs that were recorded at the end of 57, like this week's opening number, Sweet Little 16. We heard the demo version of Sweet Little 16 to close out last week's show, and this week I want to pick it up and play for you what the master recording sounded like. Because even though it was the master, it's not what you heard on the original 45. That's because Chess Records decided to speed up the tape when mastering the original 45s. We've gotten so used to hearing Sweet Little 16 at that tempo that it doesn't sound unusual at all. But it does when you listen to it back to back with the master take. Sweet Little 16 was recorded on either December 29th or 30th of 1957. It features Lafayette Leake on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bellow on the tubs. It was released in February of 1958 and topped the Rhythm and Blues chart on March 10th, where it remained for 3 weeks. It crossed over to become Chuck Berry's second biggest pop hit of his entire career, going to number 2 on the Hot 100. His biggest pop hit wouldn't come until 1972, when the classic R&B tune My Ding-a-Ling became his only number 1 pop record. Incidentally, My Ding-a-Ling didn't even make the R&B top 20, even though the song goes back to both Dave Bartholomew and the Bees' recordings of it in the early 1950s. Sweet Little 16 was such an influential song that it inspired Brian Wilson to write Surfin' USA, taking the exact same melody and putting new lyrics to it. Chuck Berry's publisher, Arc Music, was going to have none of that. So seeing that his group was stuck, the Beach Boys' manager, who was also the Wilsons' father, made an agreement with the publishing company to turn over all the publishing to Arc Music. So pull out your copy of the Beach Boys' Surfin' USA, and you'll see Chuck Berry's name there on the writing credits. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with a short clip of the original master take of Sweet Little 16 played at the regular speed. And then we'll segue right into the hit record version, which was sped up, and you'll definitely be able to tell the speed difference. This is part three of Chuck Berry, 1958, right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the juke in the back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million a famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Becomes so excited, I watch her look at her run. Boy. Oh, mommy, mommy. They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA. Deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay. All over St. Louis. New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with it has about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one. Become so excited, watch her look at her run, boy. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Oh, daddy, daddy, I beg of you, whisper to mommy, it's all right with you. 'Cause they'll be rocking on bandstanding Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16. Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16. Sweet little 16, she's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick, she's sporting high-heeled shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning, she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay.
Fun and we rolled, reeling and rocking. We was reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 9:32. There's nothing I'd rather do than dance with you. Go, 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 Negro. Reeling and rocking. We was reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 10:05. Man, I didn't know whether I was dead or alive, and I drove. But I'ma keep on dancing till the goodbye kicks me real. Reeling and rocking. We was reeling and rocking, rolling till the break of dawn. Well, I looked at my watch, it was 10:28. I gotta get my kicks before it get too late. It was 10:29. I had to hold her hand. She is still holding mine.
Rockin', one of the all-time great Chuck Berry songs, recorded at that mammoth session held on December 29th and 30th, 1957. That side did not chart. It was the flip side, Sweet Little 16, that went to number one on the R&B chart and a whopping number two on the pop lists. And you know, when you think about it, Sweet Little 16 is really just an update of T-Bone Walker's Bobby Sox Blues. And of course, T-Bone was a huge influence on Chuck Berry, mostly as a guitar player, but I really think you can trace Sweet Little 16 back to Bobby Sox Blues thematically. This week's program is going to feature some great Chuck Berry instrumentals, just like the two previous shows. Here's Rock at the Philharmonic, recorded at that same late December session from 57. This was never issued as a single, but I'm playing it right here on the Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Thank you.
time was when we had fun on the schoolyard swing, when we exchanged graduation rings. One lovely yesterday, time was when we wrote love letters in the sand and lingered over our coffee and dreaming time away. Picnics and hay rides, midwinter sleigh ride, they were all apart. Hikes in the country, there's more than one tree. Oh, where I place my heart, darling. All our tomorrows will be complete if our tomorrows are half as sweet as all our time was then.
There's always a place in my heart for nostalgic songs. That's Time Was, recorded at that same late December 1957 session. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on Chuck Berry this week on The Juke in the Back. It's part 3 of 3. Let's dig on another Chuck Berry instrumental. Here's Chuck Walk. Support for this week's Juke in the Back provided by Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Thomas Huber, and the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the Juke in the Bag.
Johnny B. Goode, and what can I say? One of rock's great archetypes actually has a great bit of jazz still left in it. The guitar is pretty straightforward rock and roll, but the bass and drums are definitely swinging on that one. Johnny B. Goode was the only song cut at a session held on January 6, 1958. Lafayette Leak is on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bello on the drums. The song is sort of autobiographical, as Chuck Berry was born at 2520 Good Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri, and he had apparently been working on the song for a couple of years. Chuck's original lyrics referred to Johnny B. Goode as a colored boy, but he changed it to country boy to give it radio appeal. It worked as Johnny B. Goode rocketed to number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists and crossed over into the top 10, stalling at number 8 pop. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part 3 of our 3-part feature on the early recordings of Chuck Berry. We're in 1958, and his next session was held on February 27th. He actually played all the instruments on this session. The thought was that he would lay down the rhythm section and then overdub his guitar licks. It all worked out so well that they just kept it. It's another one of Chuck's classic tunes, Around and Around, which the Rolling Stones covered in 64, and other covers followed by the Grateful Dead and David Bowie, just to name a few. Man, the rock and roll doesn't get much purer than this. It's this week's feature, Chuck Berry, Around and Around.
They say the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Will it never stop rocking? Sounds so sweet, but gotta take me a chance. Rose out of my seat, just had to dance. Started moving my feet, well, clapping my hands. Well, the joint started rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. Really never stop rocking.
Latest style, swinging like walking down the aisle. Deep romantic eyes speak so low in mine. Maybe she will settle down and marry after a while. Rebecca, don't lie to me, fool around with you. You are so tantalizing, you just can't be true. Feel his heart away, break it just for fun. Rebecca, don't lie to me, fool around with you. You are so tantalizing, you just can't be true.
Chuck Berry's 12th single for Chess Records, Beautiful Delilah, backed with Vacation Time. Unfortunately, that single did not chart. It was recorded at his next recording session, held on April 20th, 1958, and features a few new players. We're not exactly sure who's on piano. It's either Johnny Johnson or Lafayette Leak. G. Smith is now on bass, and Odie Payne is on the tubs. So the flip side of Beautiful Delilah is a song that ended up being called Vacation Time, but it began its life under the name 21. Chuck recorded several versions of this. One was a straight-ahead blues called 21 Blues. All the different versions of this tune basically contain the same lyrics, just the musical style was changed a bit. Vacation Time, which appeared on the original single, was a slow shuffle. I'd like to play one of the early incarnations of the tune, as 21. This is take number 14 and is previously unreleased. I really dig it because it's got a fantastic Chuck Berry solo. So instead of hearing the straight up Vacation Time, let's hear one of the earlier takes. Here's Chuck Berry with 21.
Take 14 on 21, let's make it.
Picnics, beaches, and ballrooms, just me and my honey bun. Homework, they shout, it's over and out. Vacation's just begun. Far from the city, beneath the shade tree, we'll spread a basket for two. Then we'll discuss the future for us, and I'll whisper love words to you. Just can't wait for that swimming day to see your new bathing suit. It must be a gas, 'cause the one you had last, gee, was it cute. And so we'll dance and bypass romance. Right now they say we're too young, but I will marry you, my love, as soon as you reach 21. Reach 21. hours I used to play Maybelline. 30 days we was together until someone came between. I didn't lay no money down, so she caught that downtown train. Too much monkey business, running with a brown-eyed handsome man. Roll over Beethoven, try to catch me if you can. Sail on Havana Moon, I have a drifting heart again.
Tune. It's Chuck Berry riffing on a bunch of his old song titles. That song was unissued as a single, and it was recorded at a session held on either May 2nd or June 12th of 58. A lot of tunes were recorded at this session, and it features Johnny Johnson on piano, G. Smith on bass, and either Ebby Harley or Jaspar Thomas on drums. This next tune from the session was issued on a single as a B-side. It ended up becoming the B-side of Carol. Here's Chuck Berry, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, and his recordings from 1958 with Hey, Pedro.
Hey, Pedro, you have to go to the well to get the water. Pedro, dance with the little girl. Yeah, the little girl dance good, no? Pedro, the bucket have a hole in, no?
Now it's time for the Great 78 where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Chuck Berry, and I'd like to go back to another classic Chuck Berry instrumental from the Chess Vaults. It goes back to the session held in late December of 1957. It's Nightbeat. And even though it was never actually issued as a single, it's this week's great 78. Chuck Berry and Nightbeat.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Don't let the heat overcome you when they play so loud.
got my eyes on you, baby, cause you dance so good.
Chuck Berry back with his 13th single for Chess Records, released in the early fall of 1958. Carol put him back in the Rhythm and Blues Top 10, stalling at number 9, but crossing over to number 18 pop. Its flip side, Hey Pedro, didn't chart. Both songs were recorded on either May 2nd or June 12th of 58. I'm at the Cat, and we are playing the Chuck Berry records of 1958 in this part 3, the final part of my 3-part feature on the early recordings of the Shakespeare of rock and roll, Chuck Berry. Up next, Chuck Berry puts his mark on the classic tune, The House of Blue Lights. Originally done for Capitol Records by Freddie Slack featuring Ella Mae Morse, the song was written by Don Ray and Freddie Slack in 1946. This side was also cut either at that May or June session in 58. Here's Chuck Berry taking you down to that house of blue lights.
Pull up your jeans and we will truck on down. A knockout joint at the edge of town. A real homecoming for all you cats. You keep a walking till you see that welcome mat. Fall in there. Who's your lead at the house of blue lights? Well, we'll have a time and we'll cut a rug. You dig that jive like it should be dug. A real homecoming for all the cats. You keep a walking till you see that welcome mat. Drop in there. Get your lead at the house of blue lights. And fire, brawlers, a Detroit and barbecue dreams. You get the treat of the week. But when you dig that real fine jive with the welcome beat, fall in there. Lose your lead at the house of blue lights. Detroit and barbecued ribs, you get the treat of the week. But when you dig that real fine jive with the welcome beat, fall in there and lose your lead at the house of blue lights. Doo 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 la 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 la. 'Twas in nature. Up under the sun was a meddlesome monkey named Jojo Gunn. Old Leo the lion came down from the mountain to get a drink of water from the jungle fountain. Jojo the monkey started telling the jive about an elephant who was gonna skin him alive. Leo tried to reach and grab Jojo's tail, got mad and went roaring through the jungle trail. He ran up on an elephant beneath the tree and said, put up your dukes, you gotta tussle with me. An old eagle from Asia made a non-stop flight, trying to make it in time just to see that fight. A crocodile phoned and reversed the charge, coming all the way from Egypt on a local barge.
Jojo yelled to Leo, go on, knock him down. He don't outweigh you but a 1,000 pounds. Leo led wailing with a left uppercut. The elephant took a snoop and grabbed a coconut. Leo fired a beautiful short right cross. That's when the coconut landed up against his jaw. Leo grew tired, but he wouldn't give in. The elephant almost beat his jawbone in. Buzzard said they fought furious all day. He couldn't understand how Leo got away. Jojo running everywhere, spreading news to the zebras and the leopards and the kangaroos. A hoot owl reported everything he saw. Had his eyes wide open and called it a day. Jawbone bruise, Jojo in the tree started singing the blues, laughing, meddling, jumping up and down, till his foot missed the limb and he fell to the ground. Just like a bolt of thunder and a streak of heat, Leo covered Jojo with all 4 feet. Jojo was screaming with tears in his eyes, said, please, Mr. Leo, I apologize. If you let my feet upon solid ground, I fight you close range 15 rounds. Leo got back and squared off the fight. Jojo took a leap and jumped out of sight.
Little Rock and Roller, though the single read Sweet Little Rock and Roll. Issued in October of 1958, it was recorded on September 28th. Man, they really got that single out fast. Sweet Little Rock and Roll went to number 13 on the R&B charts and crossed over to 47 pop. The flip side, Jojo Gunn, which is Chuck Berry's retelling of the old tale of the signifying monkey, didn't chart at all. Now, Jojo Gunn sounds a little bit different than the other songs. It's sloppier and the vocal is more buried. That song was actually not recorded at Chess Studios in Chicago. It was recorded at Chuck Berry's offices in St. Louis. That song, along with Memphis, Tennessee, were cut in July of 58. And Chuck Berry is playing all of the instruments on both of those songs, so they do sound a bit different. Especially Chuck's vocal on Memphis, Tennessee, the song that's going to close us down and close down 1958 on the final part of our three-part series on the great early recordings of Chuck Berry, 1955 through 58. I hope you've enjoyed all three of these programs. I'm Matt the Cat, reminding you that soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now, Chuck was one of the few artists from the 1950s who successfully carried over his career into the early 1960s. And because Chuck was so respected by the British invasion groups like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Animals, his name was kept alive. And even though his records weren't selling very well in the mid-1960s, he was still a top concert draw. From February of 62 through October of 63, Chuck Berry spent some time in jail after he was convicted on allegations that he violated the Mann Act and transported a 14-year-old girl across state lines. He spent most of the rest of the 60s recording for Mercury Records before coming back to Chess in 69. He scored his only Hot 100 number one hit in 1972 with his retelling of the classic Dave Bartholomew R&B tune My Ding-a-Ling, which Chuck Berry's version, although a huge pop record, only made it to number 42 on the R&B chart. Let's go out with one of Chuck Berry's most recognizable tunes, Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, both Lonnie Mack and Johnny Rivers had top five hits with that song. Lonnie Mack's instrumental in 63 and Johnny Rivers in 64. Chuck Berry's original was recorded in July of 58 in his home, featuring himself on all instruments. Chess didn't issue the single until June of 1959 as the flip side to Back in the USA. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye. Let's go to Memphis.
Long-distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party. Trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my
whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.